Back with everyone. It's been what, a couple of years since we saw everybody. It was 2005, I believe. Time goes by awfully fast. We've had a lot of good times in Newfoundland. Lord's blessed quite a bit. And before I continue on, as a missionary, there's several requirements for a missionary, and the presentation, DVD presentation, you have to meet, well, when you're on deputation, you have to at least do two of these five things. One is, in your DVD presentation, have a sunrise, sunset, a crying baby, a gravesite, you have to teach a word from your country, and show a doodad, or what they call in Newfoundland, a chummy. So I'm gonna, if you remember, there was no sunrise, no sunset, no crying baby. So I'm gonna teach you some new words, and I'm gonna show you a little doodad from Newfoundland. All right, first thing I'm gonna do is teach you a couple words. All right, this would be as you're walking past somebody on the street, you would hear someone say this. What are you at? Did you get it? That would be a greeting. What are you at? And the proper response is, this is it. Did you get it? Now who can tell me what I was saying other than my wife and kids? What are you at is just, I'll slow it down for you. Let's speak pretty fast. It's what are you at? Or what are you doing? How are you doing today? And it's, this is it. Well, you're seeing it. This is what I'm doing. So that's your greeting. What are you at? Very good. Very good. All right. Now I'm going to show you my little chummy here. Who can tell me what this is? Telephone. No, it's not a Newfoundland telephone. Although it probably reminds you of something you played with as a kid. Got this way too wet, but that's all right. A moose call. Who said moose call? Very good. All right, here we go. Ready? My fingers are kind of dry too, so let's see if this will work. Sound about right? Then I can't get the cow's ball, but all I'm getting is the little bit of a grunt. So, guys, when you go hunting for moose and you forget your moose call, but you got your beans for lunch, you can cut off a piece of your shoestring, cut a hole in it, and now you got your moose call. So how many of you like to hunt moose, or would like to hunt moose? I know it's a little bit more difficult here. I can see nobody's been drawn for the moose yet, so I got my first moose this year. I've gotten a license. Was it 2 years in a row now? Just to make you jealous. So the church has gotten, this is the third year the church has gotten a moose. So if you guys want to come up and visit us sometime around fall, you're welcome to. I'll take you out in the woods. You might not be able to shoot the moose, but you can help me carry it in. So, and the excitement just went down, didn't it? So just go, if, does anybody have any questions? All right. Who wants to be second? Because nobody likes to be first. So we'll go ahead and who has the second question? Yes. Where everybody was singing? The big group singing? That was at camp. Yes. Can I see a hand over here? Don't be afraid. There is no stupid question. Unless it's asked by me. It's usually stupid. No other questions? Any comments?
the weather as far as
we're actually usually a few degrees warmer than you guys, and we usually have just a slight bit less snow. So I don't know what it's like right now, but the past 3 weeks they've been hit with several blizzards, so we might be very high walls of snow before we get there. But saw on the news the other day somebody was snow blowing their roof, so that kind of, that wasn't in Stephenville though, that was on the northern peninsula. They get a lot more snow than we do. Nobody here has ever had to snow blow their roof, have you? No. It was I think it was at least a 12-foot roof, not more, and it was level with the roof. So that's not a common thing. Any other questions? Kids can ask questions too, I don't mind. Would be Catholicism would be the biggest, but most don't even attend except for maybe a child's baptism or baby baptism or something like that, but and the occasional Christmas or funeral. Yes, it's ever changing, so it's trying to keep up with the changes. So if I was Syrian, I'd get right in. I thought about moving the family to Syria for about a week and then come across that way. I don't think Patrick O'Brien is very much of a the name wouldn't fit too well. That's right. We have a Canadian, so she's Autumn's Canadian and American. So, and when she turns 18, she can sponsor us in. So she's sort of an anchor baby. All right. Any others? No others. All right. What time are you usually done? Until okay. So I got a little bit of time. All right. Let me grab my Bible. That would be good. All right. I won't preach that one again. Let's see. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're starting in verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Alright, you can tell me what this is. I got questions for you now. Candle, alright, so we got... Man, you guys are quiet this morning. Are you awake? Well, this is normal. I don't mind you talking back, as long as it's not making fun of somebody else, especially me. But you can talk. I don't mind. It's Sunday school. So this is a candle. All right. I'll loosen you up a bit. It's a candle. What is the purpose of a candle? Give light. I'm not asking hard questions. It's to give light. Now, we don't use candles very much anymore, except for the ladies. Ladies, you probably have a ton of them around the house, and it's not for light, it's for what? For the aroma. So, but these are originally made for light. Now we have flashlights that give out so x thousand lumens and all this other stuff. But we need light to what? To see in the dark. Very good. Now, the past 3 months, we have been, seems like a different place each night. We're usually in two or three different places each night, or each week, I'm sorry. We're not in two or three places each night. My goodness. We haven't been that busy. Each week, I'll get that right. So, getting up in the middle of the night is always interesting because you don't know where you are. One night, I woke up, ran into a wall because I thought I was back home and was going through the door, but there was no door there. It was a wall, so I ran right into the wall. Woke me up. But if I had a light, I would have known better, wouldn't I? Light shows what is true. Now, as you're walking around in the dark, you don't know what is true, do you? You don't know where the foot of the bed is that you always stub your toe on in the middle of the night. You don't know where your kids' Legos are in the hallway that you told them to pick up. There's nothing worse than stepping on a Lego. I think they purposely make those sharp corn edges for parents. You walk on those and you certainly know a truth, don't you? But it would have been better to know what was there ahead of time, that you can see it. Where to be a light, where to show what? Truth. What is truth? The Bible says, thy word is truth. We need to show the truth. We're the lights to show the world the truth. The truth about Jesus Christ. Who is what? Who is the light? Who is the true light? Who we reflect. So we see here that we are to be a light. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We let our light shine, in verse 16, before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we're to all be lights. Did you know everybody has the ability to be a light? But not everybody is a light, are they? Here we have a candle. There's a possibility there, isn't there? There is a candle in there, even though it's kind of dark and black. There's a candle there. But why isn't it lighting? Can you see it in there? It's coffee grounds. You're a coffee drinker, aren't you? Coffee, there's something in the way, isn't there? 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Now Christ has paid the price for all men to be saved. All men have the ability to be saved, have the opportunity to be saved. But just as this candle can be lit, but there's a problem. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The sin is in the way. There's a problem, isn't there? Our sin separates us from God. Our sin keeps us from showing truth, from knowing truth. The Bible says that Satan has blinded the eyes of men. But you know what? That doesn't have to stay that way, does it? There's a solution for our sin. John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Romans 5:6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by his death, by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 1 John 1:7. I'll read that in a second. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Ephesians 5:8. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And I grabbed the wrong one. How about that? So what cleanses us from all unrighteousness? The blood of Jesus Christ. He cleans us. He makes us clean. He wipes away our sin. Now, the only problem with this illustration is this is not as perfect as Jesus Christ's blood. If this wipes away this well, can you imagine how clean Christ makes us? He makes us perfect, without sin. His righteousness in our place. What might be a better illustration is if I took everything out of here and replaced it with something new. Because that's what Christ does for us. He gives us a new nature. He gives us his righteousness in our place. Now, what's going to happen when I light this? It gives forth life because it, a light because it is clean. Christ's righteousness instead of sin. Now it can show forth what? Truth. It can show forth light. Now I read Ephesians 5:8. It says, for you are sometimes darkness, but you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. In verse 14 it says, verse 15. It says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light to all that are in the house. Now, if we have Jesus Christ, we have light. But what do we do a lot of times with our light? We hide it. We're busy with our own things. We're doing our own things. We hide that light. We put it under a bushel. And it gets hot. We put it under a bushel. Come back with third degree burns. We put it under a bushel so our light doesn't shine. But we are to serve the Lord. Let's look at Romans chapter 12. This is probably verses that you've memorized and you've known and you've heard messages from. But I want to go over it again. Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're to be a sacrifice. We're to serve the Lord. Not just be happy here at church and doing, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, I'm thankful for it. That's a good thing. But we're to show the light to those around us. You know, we are to meet together. The Bible tells us to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We're to meet at church. We're to fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ, but we're also to go out into the world and give the light that is Jesus Christ, to show the truth where we are. How do we do that? One, by being a living sacrifice. Verse 12, it says, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, how do you know that I am living? I'm breathing. I'm talking. I'm not sprawled out on the floor still. Now, if you came in this morning and I was laying on the floor still, not moving, you couldn't tell I was breathing, what would you think? Call 911. I'm dead. There's something wrong. God's not looking for a dead sacrifice, one that's not moving. God's looking for a living sacrifice, one that's up, moving, doing, that's obviously alive. Now, I'm obviously alive because I'm moving around, I'm talking, I'm pacing back and forth as usual, and I'm speaking to you, I'm looking at you. Some of you, I'm not sure this morning if you're alive. You're awful still and awful quiet. Is it like this every Sunday morning? Yes. Throw some water at you. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we're to be alive, moving, acting, doing something for the Lord. Romans 6:13 says, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We're to be alive. We're to go out and do for God, not sit and be satisfied just with our salvation, but serving the Lord, going out and showing the truth, letting our light shine before who? Before men, that they may glorify your Father in heaven. We're to show forth the light so that they see God and His great glory. Not, look how good of a Christian I am, but look what God has done. Look who God is. We're to be a living sacrifice. We're to be a holy sacrifice. What does it mean to be holy? Set apart for God's use. Now, ladies, how many of you like having company over at your house? You can raise your hand. All right, I know the ladies not to go over to their house. No, I'm just kidding. Ladies, when you have company over and you have a big meal, do you take the dishes that your kids were supposed to wash and they didn't wash and they have all kinds of yucky food on and your company comes over and you set the table with those plates? No, none of you ladies would do that, would you? What do? With those dirty plates that your kids were supposed to wash. You sanctify them. You make them holy. You take them and you wash them. You cleanse them. They are once for your snotty-nosed kids. None of you have snotty-nosed kids, though, do you? Those kids that were supposed to wash them, they ate on them and they made them dirty and there's crust all over them. They're for their use, but now you clean them. You wash them. And you set them before your special guest. Now that's their plate. It's clean for them to use. That's what holiness is. It's a cleaning away from what was your use to now God's use. And if it was for your own use, it was really for whose use? Satan's use. Before salvation, you were whose? Satan's. You were your father of your father, the devil. But now that we have been saved, we're whose? Christ. So we're to be used for Christ. He cleans us, but there's also another part of sanctification where we what? Keep ourselves clean through the power of God. But we're to be continually used for the Lord, cleaned, set apart for His use. That's the kind of light we're supposed to be. Holy, set apart for God's use. Another part of service we see here is living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, it's interesting, the reasonable service there means what? It's just logical. It's reasonable that we do these things, that we serve Him, that we are a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice, an acceptable sacrifice. These things just make sense. Why? Because we are His. Now let's look at the acceptable sacrifice. What is the acceptable sacrifice? Verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're to be what? Not conformed to this world. Can you name some worldliness, some things that we think of as being worldly? What are some worldly things? Modest dress, immodest dress, that's worldly. TV, Anything else? Music? Anything else? Lying. Anything else? Pride? Man, I'm surprised. Drinking, alcohol, language. Anything else? Smoking. Selfishness, drugs, stealing, disobedient to parents, anger. Now, what's happening here? If I kept going, what would happen? It's gonna block the light. But it's also what? It's also making their sins more evident, isn't it? Those worldly things more evident. What is worldliness anyway? Anybody? Worldliness. Things that aren't pleasing to God? No. The things of this world, right? It all goes down to pride. All comes down to self. All these things are the things that we want to do, that we put ourselves first. Music, well, it's what I like. Dress, well, I wear the things that I like to wear. Anger, why do we usually get angered? Because we don't get our way. Someone said something against me or did something against me. It all comes to pride. And we're no longer showing God, we're showing who? Ourselves. And it does what to the light? It dims the light. We're not to look like this world, which the world is all about me, 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 when it should be all about who? God. We're not to be conformed to this world, but what? Transformed. We're to be changed. We're to be transformed. And how does that transformation take place? By the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? It's the Word of God. We go from selfishness to service by the Word of God. Philippians 2, 5 through 9 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name, which is above every name." We're to be like Christ. We read God's word so we know what Christ is like. The word of God always points to who? Jesus Christ. No matter where you go in this book, you can find Jesus Christ. It always points to him. And we're to always point to Christ. We're always to show the light of Jesus Christ. What kind of light are you? What kind of candle are you today? Are you a candle that is showing your light before men, showing the glory of God, showing the truth of God and salvation and who Christ is? Are you the candle that still is darkened, that cannot show light because there's sin in the way? Do you need Jesus Christ? Are you conformed to this world? Do you have all those worldly things? Do you look like the world, sound like the world? Are you conformed to the image of Christ, being transformed by the Word of God? That's a daily thing. What kind of candle? How much light are you showing today? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the day that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, help us to be candles in your service. Lord, I thank you for those that have put their faith and trust in you. Lord, I pray that they'll serve you with their life, Lord, being living, holy, acceptable sacrifices for you. Lord, that they can, that we can reach this community, the world around us, with the message of Jesus Christ and his salvation. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do. Help us even now. In your name I pray. Amen.